Welcome to Let's Talk. I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the country around Brisbane, the local broadcast area, the Jagera, Yagera, Turrbal and Yugapul peoples, the Yugambeh, Mananjali, Kombamiri, Noonuckle, Quandamooka peoples. I'd also like to acknowledge elders, elders of the first peoples of the land, and elders of more recent arrivals. Welcome to each and every one of you. And welcome to all our listeners, tuned in across the country by the National Indigenous Radio Service, and across the world by the World Wide Web. Welcome to you. It's great to have your company. Well, this morning, it's activity everywhere. There's footy going on, there's games being organised, and there's people have travelled in for 6 and 8 hours driving. Like the team that's on at the moment, Timber Creek, they're playing local side, Nyi Mob. And I've got some Timber Creek people here I'm talking to. I've got a couple of young women. We got young Susie. Going to say good day to us. Susie, how are you?
Good.
Where you come from?
Timber Creek.
How long will it take you to drive here?
7 hours.
Would you come in today or yesterday?
Yesterday.
So what, it seemed like you'd drive forever. You must get a bit tired or a bit bored. What's the drive like?
Good.
Good one? Yeah? All right. That's Susie. Now, what school do you go to?
Timber Creek School.
And what class are you in there?
Senior, year 6.
All right. You've been grow up in Timber Creek?
Yep.
What's the name of the local traditional owner, the language group mob, tribe there? No, I never heard you, sorry.
Naliruru.
Naliruru. Did I say that right? No?
Naliruru.
Yeah? Alright, I won't try and copy him. What's your... Are you playing in the... Are you involved in the festival over here? Are you playing any sports or you just come to be a big supporter?
No.
No playing, you're going to be a supporter?
Yep.
Yeah? Alright. What is your favourite sport? Do you like the football or you like basketball, softball? You like them all?
All of them.
All right. Jade, how are you?
Good, thanks.
And where you come from?
Timber Creek.
What class in the school you in?
Grade 7 senior.
Tell me, Timber Creek School, when you finish 7 senior, you got high school over there?
No, we'll go with boarding school.
You plan to go to boarding school?
Yes.
Which one you think you'll be going to?
Townsville.
Whereabouts?
Townsville.
Over Townsville? Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, Timber Creek, is that anywhere near saltwater, like near the ocean, or is all bush country?
Saltwater, near saltwater. Yeah. Yes, saltwater and freshwater.
Okay. So are you able to swim over there?
I know. We got lots of croc.
Ah, so you go, what about the freshwater then? Can you find freshwater swimming able to swim? Crocodile there too, what?
Yeah, some.
But you can find a place to safe for swim?
Yeah.
Alright. Do you spend much time swimming?
A little bit.
A little bit? Yeah. What do you do when you're not at school? What do you do on weekends?
Swimming, fishing.
Yeah. What's the favourite fish you like to fish for?
Barramundi.
Yeah. You catch them?
Yeah.
How many you catch?
4 or 5.
Small one, little tiny one like that.
No. I don't know, maybe middle size?
No, middle size. What, long as my arm?
Medium.
Yeah, all right. And then what about bush tucker? You go to the bush, you go hunting for bush tucker?
Yeah.
Which kind?
Go kangaroos and fish and stuff later.
Any turkey at your way?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, shooting turkeys.
Okay. Now you cook the kangaroo. Tell us what you do when you want to cook the kangaroo. You got to make a fire or what?
We make a fire and cut the skin and the meat and maybe make a stew.
Yeah.
Something.
What about when you're fishing for barra? How you cook that one? Can you cook him there when you're fishing? You cook him up there?
You scale him first and then put it in a soil or something and put it in a fire.
Oh, you can put that clay around him like a mud.
Yeah. All right.
Jade, the Sport and Rec Officer from Timber Creek. Youth Engagement Officer. Okay, how are you?
Good, thank you. Yeah.
Whereabouts are you from originally?
I'm from down south, Victoria, Gippsland. All right. Yeah.
And how long have you been in Timber Creek?
Oh, about maybe 18 months now, round about there, yeah.
What brought you to Timber Creek?
Just a bit of an adventure, different experience. It's been really good. Yeah. 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 What?
And with these young ones like Jade and Susie here, they certainly fit young women. They're ready for big AFL players or softball or basketball. Is there much sports over there?
Yeah, there's a little bit. We don't have a sport and rec officer at the moment, so youth engagement tries to do a little bit of sport and rec. But the school's really good at including sport in their program, and they do AFL training every week, and they try to go to the big towns to play some games against the big town. So, yeah, there's a bit of sport, and these festivals like this are really great for everyone to come together and play some sport and, you know, get involved in the community and stuff. So it's good.
So Timber Creek have got an AFL side. What other teams do they bring over?
Softball, and that's it. Yeah, but the AFL side, they play in a home and away season every week too in Kununurra in Western Australia because we're just on the border. So, yeah, they do a really good job organising themselves and getting together and playing every week. So, and then the kids help out on home games to fundraise and do umpiring and stuff like that. So it's good, yeah.
Tell us exactly how you get from Katherine, how do you get to Timber Creek?
So from Katherine, oh, now I've got a thing. Oh, you just take the road up to Darwin. And then just past Hayes Creek, there's a turnoff. So that's the Daly River turnoff. Travel down that road. It's a bit rough, lots of floodways and stuff. And then about 30 k's and you turn left onto the main road and then cruise down there for 100 k's and get to Daly River.
So it's how many hours you have to drive?
Oh, it's about seven, hey?
Yeah, seven.
A bit longer with all the brakes and stuff, yeah. So we travelled all day. Got here at 10 last night, probably left at 11 yesterday morning. So, yeah.
Now, Jade was saying that she's going to go across to Townsville for boarding school. When does Jade leave her school? Is it next year? She's in year seven now.
Yeah, next year she'll leave. Yeah, so it's pretty hard for the kids at Timber Creek because there's no high school. So it's a pretty brave thing for them to go. And they go all over the country. Got some in Ballarat, you know, lots in Darwin, some over the border in Western Australia. So, yeah, it's a big thing for them to do and they're pretty brave.
I reckon, very brave. Will there be other girls going with you, Jade, do you think, from your class?
Yeah.
How many do you think might be there with you?
I think some going to Moorara and Melbourne at Ballarat, St. John's.
But what about Townsville? Will you be in Townsville on your own? Will you be the only Timber Creek girl going to Townsville, or will you be going with somebody else, I think, you think?
Nah, I think my brother's already there.
What do you think you want to do when you finish high school, Jade?
Get a job.
Yeah, what kind? You want to work in a council office? You want to work in an aeroplane there? Or them be the, what they call them, stewards? Or, no, what they call them?
Yeah, hostesses and stuff.
I want to be a policewoman.
Oh, you want to be a policewoman? Yeah? Good. Now, Susie, what do you want to do when you finish school? What do you think?
Get a job.
What kind? Where would you really like to work? What would you really like to be? What do you think might make the most money? Where you can buy that flash motor car?
Be a nurse like your mum, hey?
Ah, your mum's a nurse?
Yep.
You want to be like a nurse, doctor?
Yep.
Yeah? All right. Jade, what do you like about Timber Creek?
Oh, it's beautiful there. It's gorgeous hills and Vic River's pretty nice and the people are pretty awesome. I love working with the kids and the family and nice and peaceful, pretty quiet there. So,
how big would it be, like population?
So we've got the town, which is approximately 100 people, and then we've got like outlying communities, which covers an area of about 500-600 k's, and all up be probably 500-600 people over that area. So, yeah.
Now, Jade was saying, it might have been Susie saying, there's salt water and fresh water there. You're close to salt water.
Yeah, we're on the Vic River, so that's a brackish river that goes out to the ocean. So obviously in the wet that's a bit more salt water and in the dry it's a bit more fresh. And then obviously we have some fresh springs and stuff like that and some creeks which is fresh, yeah.
And it's all crocodile country like the girl said.
Yeah, lots of crocodiles, lots of big ones. We caught, how big was the other one they caught at Bulla the other day?
4.8.
How big?
4.8.
But that's only about long as me, eh? Or what? Or bigger?
Bigger.
All right, yeah. That's getting a bit big, eh?
16 feet, I think.
Well, they caught him?
Yeah, they caught him in a trap, The rangers caught him in the trap.
Yeah. Do they have, why do they set the traps? Just to catch some of them crocs or what? Why the traps are there?
Because they had three big crocs.
All right.
They were, I think, freshwater crocs.
So
saltwater.
Saltwater.
Yeah, saltwater.
How many dogs did he take?
He took maybe like a couple. That's why it's big.
50, I reckon.
Yeah.
I reckon they took 50 dogs.
Yeah.
Took one horse.
He took a horse too. No wonder he's a big fella.
And he bit one little boy.
Did he?
Yeah, a little one.
Did it hurt that boy bad?
Yeah, I think it was little boy and then he passed away. I think he bit
him. True. He died, the boy.
Yep.
When was this? Last week, last month, last year?
Years back, maybe.
A couple of years back. Do you have much of that happen over there where crocodile take people?
Every year or so, or what?
Nah. No.
Not very often?
Yeah.
Would you like to take a dog, what?
I think he might bite the dog, kill him.
Yeah. All right. These crocs that come in like that and have to trap them and take them away, does that happen all that often where a croc has to be trapped and taken?
No, they've been trying to catch this one for a couple of years because he's pretty big and he's been it's just next to a community, so he's been stalking the community. And they finally got him and he was pretty old and he'd taken a lot of dogs and, like the kids said, a horse. And I think they relocated him to Coolabah Station where they've got a croc farm there. So, yeah, but he was big, really big.
I reckon. Well, look, thanks for talking to us, Jade, Susie and Jade. Thank you, Jade.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you.
And you're Susie. Welcome.
Thanks a lot, Jade.
Thanks, no worries.
Thanks, ladies. It's really good to talk to you. So, you just did well, you girls. Gee, they're deadly talkers. Look, I think maybe you'd better think about being radio people, radio announcers, eh? You let me know when you finish high school and we'll get some training happening for you down where I am in Brisbane. Just come down and work in radio. And we might have some budding journalists here. From all the way from Timber Creek, Susie and Jade. Thanks again, ladies. Like I said, we're broadcasting live from the Oval at NIU. Big festival, sports festival. AFL game happening at the moment. We've got Timber Creek playing NIU. And more Timber Creek people. I've just been talked to the Sport and Rec Officer, Youth Engagement Officer, Jade. You guys would know her, I suppose. But tell me, what's your name?
Timothy Harrington.
Timothy Harrington.
Yep.
Where are you from?
Timber Creek.
All right, and what's your name?
Frederick Cox.
You're playing in the game at the moment?
Yep, we just finished our game.
Are you finished? Who won?
We did.
What was the score?
We won by 39 points.
Okay. Yeah. These sort of festival, do you go to many of these?
Baranga, but we don't go there anymore. Because we come off from straight off the league from Kununurra.
Kimberley? WA?
Yeah. So festival we come down to. And
Baranga, that's on next weekend?
Yeah.
Next weekend?
Next weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you used to go there, you don't know more?
No, we don't know anymore.
Right. So you're playing in the competition every weekend?
Yeah. Except this weekend. Yeah. So we decided to come down here.
Pardon? We got a chance to come down here and play.
Well, this is the first time you've been here for playing in the festival?
No, we got a chance to come down here and play. Right, yeah. Yeah. And next week we have to get back home and start a league again.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, good one. Yeah. Who's your favourite AFL side down in the national competition?
Saints and Lions.
Saints and Lions? Yeah.
What about you?
Lions. Yeah.
Brisbane Lions?
Yeah.
All right. That's where we come from. We're Brisbane followers down there. Yeah. So, any of those players, they come from up your way? Do you know any of them? Any family belong to you?
Playing in the league down there?
No.
What about you?
No.
No?
No.
But do you know any of them players? Is there people from Western Australia, yeah, Northern Territory? You know some of them?
Young Peterson, eh?
Yeah.
Carl Peterson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's he from?
Kununurra.
Okay.
What about you? You know anybody in playing?
No one.
What about them Brisbane Lions fellas? You don't know anyone down there? Chris Johnson, Darryl White, come from Alice Springs, right? Yeah? No Whitey?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's mad fella, yeah, he's crazy fella, yeah. He's a good brother, Black fella, we call him Whitey, yeah. All right. And what do you do back in Timber Creek?
I just work and play footy.
What sort of job you got?
It's a groundsman.
What, like in sports field like this?
Yeah.
Be a good job?
Yeah.
How long have you been doing it?
6 years.
6 years? So what do you have to do as groundsman?
Cut grass, cut trees. Mainly just clean up.
Yeah. Is that on CDP or what? What you got?
What are they called? A bit different. It's a MS contract.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what about you? What you do?
Nothing much.
Just live for football.
Yeah. I'm still waiting it on my work. Probably start next week.
Okay. Yeah. What you hope to be doing?
Same as what he's doing.
Oh, the groundsman.
Yeah. Go out to each community and clean up, just cut grass, chuckle the rubbish.
So is that on different communities where you work? Or just one, just a Timber Creek?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. With your footy, you think you want to go, like if, when you're playing around that local, you play Cunnamulla League, you're saying, eh?
We travel to Horse Creek, Wyndham, Turkey Creek, Cunnamulla. From Timber Creek to Horse Creek, that's about 800 k's. We have to travel with bus.
Yeah. You spend a lot of time driving around the football game, eh?
Yes, we do, yeah.
So does that mean you got to leave the day before and you go out and camp and get ready for the game now and the following day?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. That'd be good fun?
Yeah, no problem.
You do?
Yeah.
Keep the boys together. Pardon? Keep the boys together. Yeah. Yeah. Keep, always got to keep the team.
So when you travel to Halls Creek, you said, you travel to Halls Creek, you... You do that, when you're going to camp, do you just camp with swag in the community, in a hall, with family? What do you do?
Some of us with family, we just take tents and swags. We camp. Some of us camp in the room, some of us just camp out in the yard with tents and that.
All right. Well, boys, thanks for talking to us, eh? And, like, before we go, but you got another game coming up? Who are you playing next?
Tigers. Happy Tigers.
Pep Minardi.
Yep.
All right.
2 o'clock, I think.
What they like? They good, strong team?
Not yet.
Yeah. See how you go? Have to wait and see?
They won in Baranga last year. That's what I heard.
They must be pretty good. But you fellas will shake them up, eh?
Yeah, we'll shake them.
Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot, eh? Good luck with your 2 o'clock game against Pep Minardi Tigers. There's, see you again. There's two of the young players from... Pepperminati. They come from Timber Creek. Now, I got. We're going to have Chili come talk to us right now. We're broadcasting live from the Niyu Sports Oval. And at the moment, we're out on the oval with the AFL being played. And. We've got Tilly is going to join us right now. Tilly, thanks for agreeing to talk to us. How are you?
Well, thank you. How are you today,
Tom? Oh, it's just great. This is a beautiful day, beautiful place to be. Another day in paradise.
Absolutely. Nowhere else I'd rather be.
What's your role? What's your job?
I'm Youth Engagement Officer for NAYU.
How long have you been here?
I've been here since August the 20th last year.
And you're still just visiting then, are you?
I feel very much at home, I can assure you of that.
So do I. I've only been here 4 days. It's great. Beautiful. Where have you been before this one?
Well, actually, I was born in Darwin, and but then lived mostly in Queensland, and I came over from Mitchell in Queensland. Mm.
And how are you liking it? It's pretty good by the sound of things.
I love it. The people are beautiful. The atmosphere of the town's lovely, and the weather's fantastic. It's -6 where I came from this morning.
Where'd you come from?
Mitchell.
Oh, over in Queensland, Western Queensland. Yeah. -6 out there?
I think that's what my husband said, but he sometimes exaggerates, but it'll definitely be in the low figures.
So he's still there?
Yes, he is.
Oh, well, the key to a happy relationship when there's a few hundred kilometres apart.
Oh, absolutely, after we've been married nearly 30 years, so...
Well done, good on you, well done. Now, your job, what keeps you busy? What does the job entail?
It's a variety of things. It's basically a bit of youth diversion where you sort of just basically, getting kids to do things such as arts and crafts and things like that. But the predominant things are looking after and encouraging kids to be aware of health, cleanliness, sex education, drugs and alcohol, and you know, sort of basically self-esteem building, and also looking at education and prospects for their future.
The young ones here, what are some of the challenges, the ones that you really focus on, the ones that are a real issue?
Petty youth crime, which includes things like vandalism, breaking into places. A lot of that's caused by boredom. And in some cases, you know, sort of a lack of direction, a lack of goal setting, that they don't see that, you know, by doing something silly when they're younger has the potential to affect them in the long term.
All right. And what are some of the programs that you've seen introduced in your time, or that you'd like to introduce to deal with some of these things?
We try to do a lot of things that are of interest to the kids, and then introduce something with it. So therefore it might be that that we'll go camping, and we'll talk about the culture of the area that we've gone to, and we'll talk about, and they'll tell me stories, and I'll tell them stories about things that I know, and then from that we might look at you know, how they can perpetuate that by you know, sort of health issues, and making sure that they're healthy people, and that they encourage their peers. We try to do a lot of PM mentoring, so you set somebody up who's... I've got a wonderful volunteer group of young people who spend a lot of time talking to the younger members of the community. I'd like to see extended into that with a lot more involvement with the elders in the community, to go out on camps, bush camp with kids, and be involved with whatever they can do to, you know, sort of encourage and be proud of their Aboriginality.
Festivals like this, the Merripin Festival... It's this for your first one?
Yes, this is my first Merripin Festival, yes. Yeah.
Pretty big event.
It is a big event, and it's. I think it's great that you've got a lot of people come in from a lot of different areas, which, you know, allow people to get to see that they're not alone, as well as they, you know, that they're not only sharing a sports field, but they're also sharing interests and values, and the fact that it's, you know, sort of a smoke-free and also alcohol-free event. I think they're all positive things, and, you know, that you can have fun and still, you know, sort of look after yourselves and look after your body and all the rest of it.
Is the language, and I must acknowledge the Malak people, traditional owners of this area, the younger ones, older ones and younger ones, the engagement within culture and language being passed on, is there interest with the young ones? They're keen to learn that language and stuff?
They love to also tell me about it as well, which I find absolutely fascinating. For example, I never realised that the predominant language here, all body parts start with D. So therefore I knew if the children were swearing at me and it had a D word in it, I could usually pick it up.
You've done well in only the little time you've been here.
Yes. I think also that the it's because it's not only Malak people that live here, because it was originally a mission. So therefore you've got a lot of different people with a lot of different language bases. And I think it's fantastic that you know, people can live together and work together and create a community as great as Nauru.
Yeah, no, it's certainly a beautiful place. What do you know of the Arts Festival? It starts tomorrow, the actual exhibition and sale of art?
Yes, it does. And it's the some of the work that I've seen that's been done up there is top grade. I've lived in a variety of different states and capital cities around Australia, and nothing competes with it. It's just absolutely fantastic.
And that's a great opportunity for the local artists here, is it?
Oh, it sure is. And it's not only for the artists, but it's also because when anybody does a design, from my experience, it's a shared experience. And so, therefore, there's a story behind everything, even in the materials and all those sorts of things. There's a story behind where it came from and why it was made like that. And I think that that's also really important, that continuation of stories that pass down from generation to generation. And even though the person who buys that piece of material may come from... Sydney, for example, because lots of people come from all over the place to be here, then they take away a bit of the history and a bit of the culture that belongs to Nauru and Daly community.
Do you get many outsiders, or I suppose tourists or people like that come down for the festival, or is it largely just Indigenous people that come in from other communities?
It's a cross-section of people that come down for it, and I think that, yes, I've heard people talking about who are coming from as far away as Queensland, and I was just talking to a lady a moment ago, and she came from South Australia, and so she just drove 3,500 kilometres, she told me, just to be at this festival. So that's, you know, that's a long way to go just to see, you know, a festival. But the thing is, you know, she's coming also to experience what it's like to be on a community, what it's like to see people that are really trying to make a difference for themselves as well.
Well, you can see that here. I mean, it's such a beautiful place. Tilly, thanks for joining us. Hey, it's great to have you on with you.
Thank you.
Keep up the great work. Okay. Tilly is Youth Engagement Officer, one of the officers here. Many people walking around, taking photos, looking after things. We're broadcasting live from the sports field. We've got the big sports hall, indoor sports centre, basketball courts and things like that, right here beside us. The Oval is in the centre of the community, largely. We've got the Catholic school just across from the Oval. Also got the Shire Council offices. Plenty of beautiful shady trees here. It's blue sky, it's sunshine. It's just amazing, an amazing place. And one thing I notice here is a beautiful big brown-coloured hawk. That's lots of them, lots of these big hawks just flying overhead, keeping an eye on things. We've seen a couple of crocs. We go down on the Daly River and from the road you can see over on the edge of the water. We've seen two crocs in the last few days. And as you've heard, the Timber Creek mob have just caught a 15-footer up there. He'd taken something like 50 dogs, a horse, a little boy, over the last couple of years. So it's wild country out there. You just got to be careful of what you do and where you go. Look, I must also add, today is World No Tobacco Day. And I heard in an interview with Jamie Dunn this morning, one of the staff members of QAKE, Queensland Aboriginal Elder Health Council, and he made the point that it's not all that long ago when First Nations people in this country were paid in tobacco. And it was a common thing in a colonised situation where the colonisers used tobacco and various other things to pay people. So it's no wonder that one out of two adult First Nations people in this country are smokers. One out of two. It's an extremely high rate of smoking, but it has some history. Our people were paid in tobacco not all that long ago. Our people were slaves not all that long ago, being taken from their parents and forced into slavery. So it's part of the history of this country. But we might have... We've got another guest. And... got another guest down here. We'll drag him away from his camera operator job. Dan, how are you?
Not too bad, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well. Where are you from?
Just outside Birmingham in England. But I'm currently working up in Wadair as a youth engagement officer.
How long have you been there?
Got there end of February, yeah. Got in Australia end of October, so yeah, been here about 6 months and then up in Wadair about 3 months.
What brings you to Australia?
My girlfriend, actually.
You're following your woman around.
Yeah. Yeah, I was working in the USA last year. I was supposed to be doing the summer there and kind of going to university in September, and ended up meeting a girl and coming to Australia instead and ended up in Wadair. So
yeah. You can trust a good woman to force you to make you change your plans, can't you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, she.
But it's got to be a good woman.
Oh, she's not too bad. I don't want to give her a big head.
So, Birmingham, when you're over there, you're only a young man, but before you left England and even came to Australia, do you learn much about this country, about England's history as far as colonising it, about the First Nations people of this country? Do you know much about that before you get out of here?
There's not a massive amount of kind of Australian history kind of brought over with the colonisation. We do obviously learn about the kind of the empire and it back in the day, but it's usually the glorious side of it and not the kind of the other stuff that kind of goes along with it. Obviously there's like the guys here, the USA and all over India as well, so But yeah, you kind of learn about things off your own back. Australia, you don't really learn too much about.
And since getting to Wadi, how's that been for you? Bit of an eye opener?
Definitely, yeah. It's really interesting place, you know, and the guys are really interesting. I've been out bush a couple of times with some of the elder fellas, and just their knowledge of the bush is just phenomenal. Like, you know, spending a few days with them, you just take in so much, and it's really good. Just, you know, they so much information about, like, the kind of the bush itself and what they can use for firewood and medicine. And like Dwayne this weekend, you know, he was picking up a plant for like a cold medicine type stuff, and I was just like, oh, okay, it's just phenomenal, really. Yeah.
What are some of your most memorable experiences in the time you've been over at Wadi?
I've started playing football, and we played. I've only played two games, but I kicked the winning goal that took us to the finals. Unfortunately, we lost in the preliminary finals last week, but just a great experience to kind of get in with the boys and just have a game of football, and that was good. And then going bush with the guys as well, and kind of just getting to know so much about, you know, just we've done a bit of crabbing, a bit of fishing, and just cooking it all on the fire right by the side of the river. Seen a couple of crocodiles. Which is phenomenal. Not seen a snake yet. A couple of spiders, but yeah, there's so much really that I've seen that, you know, will stay with me for the rest of my life.
You're very fortunate in being able to appreciate and value the opportunity you have there.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, I do a lot of stuff in the mountains in the UK, and it's one of the things that I kind of miss. Going, you know, into the mountains over there, so it's a good opportunity to kind of get back to nature, kind of get back to kind of the way, you know, get back and see the open spaces and get out of the towns and just learning about the differences of what goes on over there and what goes on here with kind of like kangaroo meat, for instance, you know. I'm yet to catch one yet, but before I leave Wadi, I'll have to get one.
You been have a taste of them, eat them?
I had a kangaroo steak when I was down in Melbourne, but I've not had a fresh one. So that,
what about barramundi?
Not had barramundi yet either. So hopefully we can do some fishing over the weekend and catch something, because yeah, it's famous for the barramundi around here.
So I hear, if you were in a position of power, money was no issue, what are some of the things you would do in Wadi that might make some changes, might assist some of the young ones? What do you think you'd do?
I don't know. I've only been there 3 months, so I don't kind of understand all the politics. There's a lot of families in Wadi, and I think that causes some of the problems up there. But I wouldn't, as kind of what the solution is, you know, there's people who are paid to do that job and kind of made a career out of trying to figure out that, and you know, yeah, it's a long process, I think, up there. But
it's been a long process to get to the situation that our people are in this country. It's going to be a long process to get out of it. Tell me about the local community and the metal, the names of metal bands and things over there. How does that, what's that like for you, a man from Birmingham, where metal, I suppose, was strong back in the 80s as well?
Yeah, exactly. It was one of those things that we were kind of, there wasn't too much information on Wadi when we decided to come up here, and it was one of the first things, you know, you type in on Google and type in Wadi, and it's the first thing that comes up is kind of like the so-called heavy metal gangs, and I think the media portrayed it as being a lot worse than it actually was. But yeah, it's quite interesting seeing the names of like Judas Priest, which are from Birmingham, and those guys. It was a bit interesting when I got round and you got the Judas Priest signs there, and I'm like, oh, it's like home, kind of. So yeah.
Do they actually listen to the music or know the music of these people, like Judas Priest?
Yeah, it's quite quite interesting when you walk around, because you got a few of the guys, they listen to the music, they play the music really loud, but they'll have some heavy metal music playing on, and then there'll be some really kind of outrageous pop music following it, and then it'll go back to kind of heavy metal. So they do, it's kind of, they don't only listen to heavy metal, they do have an array, you know, and they listen to like country music and all sorts, but yeah, it's, yeah.
Very interesting. Dan, thanks for joining us, mate. Thank really you. Appreciate you having a yarn, eh?
Yeah, good to meet you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's Dan. He's from over at Wadair. And we're broadcasting live from the Niue Sports Field. It's a festival over here, the Merripin Festival's over here. And we've got people from Cricket and Football Shop Northern Territory. They supply all sorts of sports supplies.
Uniforms and equipment.
What's your name?
Graham, it is.
Graham.
Yep. From the Cricket and Footy Shop in Darwin.
And do you come out to this festival? This is an annual event, I understand. So you'd probably make an annual trip, would you?
Yeah, we've been coming out here for probably 10 years. Like to support the community. They support us. Local business in Darwin. And, mate, nice little place.
Do you spend a bit of time wetting the line while you're here, right?
No, unfortunately. Run your own business, Tiger, you don't. But I'd like to come and meet the guys from the communities. Like I said, they come and go all the time, and it's a good little carnival, it really is.
It's a beautiful place. So you would bring out some merch and people can come and purchase things, like what, footy socks and things like that?
Footy boots, footy socks for the guys. We supply a lot of the uniforms in the local shires and that. So like I said, I'd like to come down and meet the guys that we deal with who don't, we might see from... 12 months to the next. No, it is.
And you deal with a number of the communities in the area?
We do, yep. Vic Daly, Roper Golf, East Arnhem, West Arnhem. So, yes, and we're doing it for probably 15 years out of Darwin. So.
And you get out to the festivals in the different areas?
We have been. We've got three in the next 3 weekends, Barunga and then Nooka. And then later on in the year we've got Owen Pelly and Jabiroo. So I try to get all of them. Yeah, we do, yeah. Got to be seen.
No, it's be interesting just to travel to the festivals, do your business.
Well, we sort of, it's like a working holiday, just about, Tiger. They don't have to do too much work for the guys to come and see you. So,
and when you get to a community, do you have accommodation organised? You bring a tent, you can't, like you're all independent, and you can just camp wherever you might find a bit of a grassy spot or a shady tree. What do you do?
Look, at the outreach centre we've been staying at for the past 10 years, and they look after us quite well, and they know we're coming every year. So come down, and still putting money back in the community, so I like to do that. But it's got a nice bed in there too, so it's okay.
Yeah, good. Have you seen any familiar players, like you say, you've been doing this for 15 years, have you seen any young fellas coming off these community ovals and they make a name for themselves, maybe in the local league in Darwin, or get to be very lucky and get to Melbourne or whatever?
Look, there's a couple of guys out of, because it's always at Daly River, out of the Daly River Hawks here, that have come through and played for NT Thunder. Whether they've gone on from there, Tiger, I don't know, but there is some young talent out here too.
And there's that opportunity where they can go through to the Darwin League.
Yeah, well, the carnivals give you that opportunity. A lot of the guys from the AFLNT come down here, have a good look at the players. The sport and rec guys do a great job here to promote the game. And the boys love it. You know, they really do love the footy.
You can see that, even the little ones and the girls too. The little girls are out here playing.
That's it, mate. Got to have the family involved. They do. Yeah.
No, it's fantastic. It is really good. Well, Graham, thanks for joining.
And I umpire too, by the way. So.
That's why you're ready for running on the field.
Number 46, all right?
Hey, mate, thanks a lot for joining us, eh? Really good. Thank you. That's Graham from the footy shop up in Darwin. We might... Yeah, we'll take a break for a song soon, but we're broadcasting live from the Sports Oval down at Niue. We're on the bank of the Daly River, some 300 kilometres, close to 300 kilometres, 260 or so, southwest of Darwin, and it's a big festival event here this weekend. Today is footy, AFL. A number of teams are here to play. Some of this mob have driven in for 6 to 8 hours to get here. They came in yesterday, some came in the day before. But there's also softball being played. I think they had a cross-country run. They've got a big concert here tomorrow night. Wendy Matthews Yes, that's right. I said Wendy Matthews is playing here. Out on a beautiful big grassy oval. They're in the process now of establishing the stage. It's going up. They've got generators going in. They'll have lights, power, sound, everything going up over there. That's Wendy Matthews, and there's a couple of local groups as well. So, and then tomorrow they've got the big Merripin Art Exhibition and Festival, where you can, well, art exhibition. You can go in there into this great big art workshop and purchase art. I'll be heading over there for a look later today. Joining me now is Roy from Timber Creek. Roy, how are you?
Pretty good, thank you.
You've been to a number of these festivals here, haven't you?
Maybe in the last couple of 4 or 5 years, yeah, I was. Yeah, I really enjoy it to be here.
It's you come from Timber Creek. That's your original proper, your home country.
My original name is Timber Creek. Yeah. I grew up there.
What's the name of the traditional owner up there?
Ngaliwulu.
Ngaliwulu.
Yeah. Mm. That's why we've got a Guernsey, like we've got a Ngaliwulu line. This one is the Timber Creek. They're both white and black. Yeah, we're trying to mix up a relationship with both.
Now, you spend some time coaching the team here?
Yeah, I spent 5 years with them, and I'm starting to freeze out a little bit because they're picking up pretty well.
Are you feeling good about their improvement, their development?
Yes, I'm pretty proud of them.
Yeah, that's very good, and they won their first game by a big mob of points.
Yeah, well, I think it is good, like, enough for the first kick-off, it is good.
Now, they're going to be playing Peppermanati Tigers at 2 o'clock. How do you think they go?
Well, they are good players, the Peppermanati Tigers, but I think with them, they probably have a challenge to them.
See how should be a good game, eh?
Yeah. I think it is a good game because it is the first win in like daily for this season. I think it is real good because they didn't have a win last year, but this year I think they got a first win. They'll probably get a second win.
Good one, good one. Now, you work on a mine back over there?
Yeah, I work at the Argyle Diamond, so I'm a operator of the machine there, like I do a bit of operating work, and it is good, so I want to feed my young one a bit of support. And I'm pretty well handy for a team, like I'm there all the time, I want to support my team.
Yeah, no, it's good. The young fellas, they do a bit of training during the week, you get them out in the field and do some practice?
Well, 4 times a week they train, yeah.
Four times a week you got them out?
Yeah. I think that is good because they want to start getting themselves occupied and look to what they want to do. Like, they're making up their mind. They want to continue on playing football. I think that's good for them. That's the aim they should look at.
Some of them, do you think they might want to go play in the big league in Darwin?
Well, I think a couple of my boys picked that, like Paul Harrington, that Timmy's brother. And it's pretty good. It's Ragman there, and it's pretty good. And a few others, like Jonathan and a few others from Moyat, like Johnson's boys, and they're pretty good. Like, we like to get 4 or 5 to the team, and it'd be good for us.
Yeah. Mm. Be very good. What's some of the special things about Timber Creek you think special for you?
Well, first you think about Timber Creek, and I think now we start to build up a relationship with black and white, and we want to keep it that way. We want to meet in and build a relationship and go on and support it pretty well, neatly.
Them boys of yours playing football here, when they finish primary school, they have to go on to boarding school, do they?
Yeah, well, few of my boys did, and they want to, like, on and off. They want to have both training, like, with the apprenticeship and with the football, and it is good for them so they can learn both sides and they want to continue on.
So the education, boarding school and those opportunities, that's important for the young people in your community?
I think it is important because they are getting something that we never got before. Like, we are starting up on our knee and we want to go on a bit further.
What was it like for you growing up there? How far did you get to school? Was there a school there for you? And how far were you able to go?
Well, in my time, it was a school. I went to, like, a mission. Those days, they used to have a stolen generation. We've been stolen, like, from our mothers, from our parents, and we've been put to a mission. That's where we grew up, and Lee, so I did have a time to go back and see my family before I did lose them. But which is I went back, and which it was encouraging for them, and it was good for them to bring me the way I came up.
So where were your parents? Were they Timber Creek people, or they come from somewhere else?
They're from Timber Creek.
But you were taken from them and placed on a mission, or placed in care in a home, or what?
Yeah, I've been placed at a mission. It was at Melville Island, Carden Point, which is they call.
How old was you when you left there?
About 8 years. When I left there, it was about 14 or 15.
And you was able to go back to your, meet up with your parents?
Yeah, well, it was just in time I did go back there, and then maybe 6 months later they were all gone. So it was good for me in timing.
You were very lucky that you got out then?
Yeah. And I think it was to say goodbye to them and cuddle them. And it was really good to have parents beside us.
Was tough on Melville Island for young fellows like yourself?
Well, I think it was a tough, but it was really good. You know, they brought us where they want us to go. And it was really good. It was their mission, and it was a good, tough law. And it was good teaching and training. We started playing for, like, St. Mary. I started playing there. That's where I got courage to start up a team. Like, I got involved in Brisbane Lions, so I said, okay, next team we get is Lions.
Ah, good on you. Ah, good one. All right, Roy, thanks for joining me today. It's really good talking to you. Really good. Thank you. And I come from the town of Brisbane Lions. This radio is, we all from Brisbane. Yeah, we're big Lions supporters. Thank you very much. That's Roy from Timber Creek joining us there. Well, we're about to wind up here. And these young fellas are winding up out on the field. They're going real well. Big mob of people sitting around here. It's real deadly, you know. It's just a real blackout here. Here on the Niue Oval in Niue Town today, on the banks of the Daly River. It's just a fantastic event. This is our last broadcast from Niue. We'll be over in Kalkaringi, over on Gurindji country. And by gee, I can't wait to get there too. We drive across there on Monday. We'll be on Gurindji country and broadcasting live from Kalkaringi. And hopefully we'll have a big mob of guests over there, fresh guests, new guests each day. But it's blue sky, sunshine, the bank of the Daly River. We're going well, and this festival's winding up. So maybe we can go and check out the art festival later, the art exhibition, and bring back some Niue art back down to Brisbane, to our deadly home. Time to go. Have a great day. Stay tuned to your First Nation station for Let's Talk next week. Have a great weekend.